What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 115 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about how Hennessy is getting their hands on a Porsche Taycan and how they're going to start tuning electric vehicles. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. All right, everybody. Hennessy is expanding their own tuning market themselves. Even they are hopping on, well, I shouldn't say the bandwagon, but they are hopping on the excitement of electric vehicles, and they already kind of do a little bit with hybrids, but point being is they are expanding in now into tuning electric vehicles. The very first one they're going to be able to get their hands on is their very own Porsche Taycan, which for those that don't know, is Porsche's first ever 100% electric car. Now, with that, just a quick insert real quick, I am just curious to see if, depending on how things go with the Porsche Taycan, if Hennessy is maybe going to be able to get their hands on Teslas and start tuning those as well. Going to be very, very interesting. But that's just a thought I have real quick. Getting back to the Porsche Taycan, John Hennessy actually has stated how they've been looking to get into electric vehicles for some time. They talk about, specifically in a quote from him, "We've been planning to do something with electrified vehicles for a while now. We felt that the new Porsche Taycan was the right platform from which to modify our first EV, EV meaning electric vehicle. Initially, we will start with simple modifications such as wheels, tires, interior upgrades, exterior modifications such as more aggressive front and rear bumpers. After that, we will see what might be possible in terms of adding more power." Which makes sense. So basically, they're going to get their Porsche Taycan, make it look as cool as it can, and make it look as most aggressive as they possibly can. Maybe bump up the interior a little bit, which would be hard to do because it's coming from Porsche. But no doubt, I'm sure Hennessy can do it. And after that, they're going to start looking into power upgrades. So we know it's definitely achievable. Tesla is able to do that remotely via satellite and quite literally a download onto Teslas, and you can suddenly have more power, which is absolutely insane. So I'm not sure how Hennessy would add more power into vehicles if they were going to do it that way. I'm not sure if that's something proprietary to Tesla. But maybe they would just swap out electric motors, bigger, more powerful electric motor, and maybe bigger battery packs. I'm not really sure. I actually don't have the answer to that. But I do think it's very exciting and very interesting. Hennessy is set to tune their very first Taycan in 2020 once they receive their vehicle. And as soon as they get it, again, they're going to do tires, wheels, front and rear bumpers, interior, exterior modifications. Mainly aesthetics with a little bit of performance-based things. Like I said, tires is a big deal. But they're going to see how that goes before they start getting into actual power gains within the vehicle itself. But other than those quick little few details, I do think this is something very exciting. Now we're going to start seeing 1,000-horsepower electric cars pop up all over the place. And when you have an electric car with that much horsepower, and when the torque is that fast, we are just in a very, very, very interesting time for the car world. When you have some of the best tuners the world has ever seen is now saying, hey, we're going to start tuning electric cars. It definitely makes you think a little bit in regards to where we're heading. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have today for episode number 115. Talking about how Hennessy is getting into the electric car game in terms of tuning, and they're going to get their hands on a Porsche Taycan. Hopefully, they'll start doing Teslas as well. Maybe they will in the near future. We'll have to see. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're watching on YouTube already. And if you are, thank you. And just feel free to browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button if you don't mind. leave a like on this video as well. You guys know if you ever need anything from me, you just want to talk, you have a question, recommendation for me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in the description, which is your guys' best source for car merchandise, whether you're looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, accessory from your favorite car manufacturer. Check out the link in the description. Got a coupon code for you guys as well. Last but not least, don't forget to tune into the next episode, number 116. We're going to be talking about how Koenigsegg, to no surprise, has yet set another speed record. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.